Hello, and welcome to the only podcast of its kind on the internet for the Quantum Grammar Shoot. I'm your host, Colin Jason, Matthew, Colin Glass. And in this podcast, I'll talk about a wide variety of topics, which is just me sharing my opinion, mostly through the lens of the wonderful technology known as Correct Sentence Structure Communication Parse Syntax Grammar, i.e. Quantum Grammar. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy it. Today I released a video, a public service announcement on my YouTube channel pertaining to videos that were created on my channel prior to February 2021. And to view that public service broadcast, you can go to my YouTube channel and check that out. I'll try to remember to leave a link to it in the description of this podcast so you can just click on it. But if not, you can just go over. It's one of the most recent ones I've published. And in that video, at the end of it, I also announced that I'm thinking of vacating YouTube as a live NowSpace personality, you know, leaving up the 300 plus videos I've already put on there, leaving all that knowledge there free to the public to study if they wish, and moving my NowSpace performances to a private venue. Meaning, for the maintenance of the rule one, rule equal, if you're serious about the grammar and you value my NowSpace, then you will contribute a value in turn to show me what you value, the value that you place on what I'm teaching. Meaning, I would only get serious students in the live streams in the private venue because they would be putting forth a value in which to participate with. And it would cut down on all the noise and just concentrate on the grammar. As one of my best students, Nathaniel, pointed out. And you can read his comment in the comments field of the YouTube video that I'm talking about. It's also a video, a question of the day, where I also talk about moving over to a private venue, one of the options of which is Patreon. The reason for this is that while I've been doing live streams for the past couple years, I've found that 99% of the time, the questions that people ask really have nothing to do with the grammar. I'll get like a few serious people on there who actually do ask grammar questions, but by far, the vast majority of participants are newbies, and they don't really have a concept of what the grammar is all about, so therefore they're more liable to participate with gossip or, you know, soap opera dramas and goofy fiction scenarios that they read about on Mark Sean Christopher's channel or War Castle's channel or whatever, Last Flag Standing or whatever the new thing is this week. I prefer to concentrate solely on the grammar. And I think this is a way to focus in on that with laser-like precision. Now, of course, I got a few of those people, and you always get these people, who comment, like one guy said, can't pay, won't pay. And they said that they're actually paying me for sharing my knowledge by teaching others. Now, that's clearly an individual who has limited to no comprehension of what rule one, rule equal means with the balance of the honor and the grace. Because, in a sense, if you value what someone's doing, you will repay them with a value because it's you two that are contracting and it's rule one, rule equal. And for the longest time, I was giving a gift of a live stream. I've given a gift of over 300 videos, and a gift means you don't expect anything in return. You have zeroed out the balance of the rule one, rule equal yourself in doing so. So there's no such thing as a refund or a return or anything like that. It's a gift. And I've given that with over 300 videos. Thousands of hours I've put into these videos. Blood, sweat, and tears. And when someone comes on and says something like that, that tells me that that individual probably expects everything for free. That everything should be free. Which makes me wonder how they feed their family. If they go around, perhaps, maybe they're a carpenter, right? And they go around building houses and things like that. And when the person goes to, you know, after they get done building a person's house, the person says to them, you know what? I watched you build this house. And instead of paying you, a monetary value with which you can feed your family and keep your own roof over your head, instead of doing that, I'm going to pass on what I learned from watching you build my house to someone else. And that's payment enough. Can't pay, won't pay. How ridiculous does that sound? This is called rule one, rule equal. And in these scenarios, it is determined by the contract parties. That's how my confidential workshops navigate. And that's how these live streams are going to navigate in the near future. And it saves on my now space value in that I'm not gifting an hour of, okay, it's kind of like Colin David Eiffelwind, Colin Miller's old videos where he does a 9-hour seminar and maybe only an hour, if that, is grammar. And the rest of it's something else. When I do a live stream, if I do an hour live stream, you know, if I'm lucky, 10 to 15 minutes of it has to do with grammar. And the rest of it has to do with something else. Well, by putting a value on it, putting rule one, rule equal into effect, then I'm only bringing in people who are interested and focused on what it is that I'm offering to teach. They're there specifically for the grammar, and there's no... It's the most efficient utilization of the now space for everybody involved, because now they've put something into it. They've invested something into it, so now they're going to get something out of it. But if you're like this guy who says can't pay, won't pay, he's not putting anything into it, so not really sure what he's getting out of it. From his comment, it doesn't sound like he's getting much out of it, which would make sense because he's void of the rule one, rule equal performances. And in case some people think that I'm doing this solely to quote unquote make bank, that is not correct at all. Because if that were the case, I could have been doing this a very, very, very long time ago. A lot of thought goes into what I do. A lot of careful calculation. How to most efficiently get this technology out there while honoring the technology itself. And not turning it into some circus sideshow like some of the channels that I mentioned. Keeping it serious and to the point with the grammar. Now, from my perspective, if you're going to learn from me, this is my position. I don't feel like I'm being attacked by anyone. I don't feel like someone's purposely out here trying to get me or anything like that. I don't feel like the fiction system is maliciously trying to, whatever, suck the sweat equity out of me. I don't think in terms of that. I don't think in terms of that at all. The way I think about it is, I navigate my vessel through the sea of space, and whenever I see a shipwreck approaching, I deal with it. I either salvage it, or if the shipwreck is about to trespass, I do a correct set and structure communication, parse, syntax, grammar, document, contract, postal vessel, court, venue, and I stop the trespass. And I do that as it comes. I'm not judging things ahead of time before I know about them. No. I maintain rule one, rule equal, and I take it on a case-by-case basis. Now, of course, through experience, I can guess a good amount of the time. If it's coming from a particular venue that I've had experience with before, I know exactly what they're up to and how it's going to go, so I can prepare for that, and it gets easier and easier to deal with that as time goes by. But if it's something I've never dealt with before, I'm not going to go in with preconceived notions at all. No. That's not how this grammar works. It's void of assumption presumption. It's all about gathering facts and knowledge and navigating with peace and neutrality. There's a lot of people out there who claim this or that about this grammar. And they claim to be peaceful and neutral. Well, on the other hand, they're out there talking about disqualifying people or striking people out, or they're talking about final solutions, or they're talking about flushing people down the toilet, or they're talking about demoting people to the title of trashy bitch and all these sorts of goofy, nonsensical fiction scenarios that, for, you know, better or for worse, their followers buy into. And there is a venue for that. There is an audience for that, to consume that type of content. There is a group of people who would prefer to pay $150 or $200 for a live life claim that has someone else's name in the copyright copy claim section. They're willing to give up their autonomy to someone else for whatever reason. That's cool. My position is to teach people who are the exact opposite of that, who wish to be autonomous, who navigate under the authority of their own thumbprint and their own knowledge and ability to convey that knowledge to other contract parties. That's who I teach. Anyone who tells you or tries to convince you that they have authority over you to whatever, to go to the bathroom, go to the store, go to the post office, or to use a grammar, that's someone that's trying to make money off of you or trying to control you. And it's up to you whether you consent to it or not. I've never consented to it, and I've never had a problem. I've been using this grammar successfully for almost 5 years now. And never had a problem with the fiction system. Always been able to successfully stop the trespass and safely navigate through what some may consider dangerous situations. And amazed at the outcome every time I do it. It's amazing how it works when you have the correct knowledge and the correct volition. And you're peaceful and neutral with the balance of the honor and the grace and the maintenance of the rule one, rule equal. It's very simple concepts that I teach. And these are things that I'm going to continue to teach. But in the near future, they're going to be private. Private live streams where not only will I be teaching the grammar, but because of the level of knowledge that the students will possess when they participate with the live streams in the private venue, I will be teaching other things like postal mechanics, banking mechanics, flag mechanics, how to create document contract postal vessel court venues, all sorts of things. Because in that venue, I will be able to certify the knowledge level of the people that are participating, and because their safety is paramount, their safety and my safety. And if you have a certain level of grammar knowledge, then it's safe for me to teach you these other things now, because, you know, you're grown up boys and girls, and you can make your own choices for your own self, because you have that foundation of grammar knowledge. But if you don't have that foundation and you don't want to participate with the private streams, well then, the YouTube channel is always available with the 300 plus videos on it, with the sum total of my correct sentence structure grammar knowledge contained there. For those of you that prefer to have freebies and don't want to participate with rule one, rule equal. So it's something for everyone. But I think in the long run, this going into the private venue for the live streams and things like that is going to create more interest in it, and it's going to really weed out those people who are serious and those people who are not. So in close, I would say to those people out there, those lurkers that are in the shadows that probably don't subscribe to my YouTube channel, but they watch the videos and they may even give the thumbs down or whatever, which is okay with me as long as there's some sort of algorithm going on there. For those people, the YouTube channel, the public YouTube channel with the 300 videos will always be there, as far as I know. And as another good friend of mine, Colon Joseph, suggested, maybe a couple times a year I will do a special live stream on YouTube. And doing them in the private, predominantly, will just create more value and more appeal for the public streams on YouTube if I choose to do them. And there'll be more participants there, more visibility, and create more, more interest in the private venue that I would be providing. And for the most part, most of the students that I have agree with what I'm saying. Because they know what it takes to learn the grammar. They've put forth the effort. They know what it means when I say what you put in is what you get out. They know what rule one, rule equal is. And most of them have been successful in doing whatever document, contract, postal vessel, court venues that they have going on in their own lives. So it's reassuring to me that I do have this feedback from people that I trust, and those people that are out there that disagree with this type of thing, they can, you know, continue to participate with the 300 plus videos that'll be available in perpetuity, free to the public, on my YouTube channel. And that's that. And I won't have to look at their comments anymore or listen to them in live streams. Or not listen to them, that's a figure of speech. Read their comments or in the live stream chats and things like that. I'll just be investing my now space in those people who are definitely there to learn the grammar because they have something at stake now. They've staked something. And so now they understand how the rule one, rule equal works. That's why they're successful with it. So, in close, I will say, as always, if you'd like to contact me, the email address is jasonmatthewg17@gmail.com. One of the terms and conditions is that you place your full correct name, whatever your knowledge of that is at this point in the now space, put your full correct name at the bottom of the email so that I know that you are taking authority over your words, no matter what words those are or what grammar you're using. You take authority over those words, and I know who you are because you know my correct name. I just ask the same consideration from you. And when you email me, you can either ask me a grammar question, you can request a 10 to 15 minute video consultation, or you can request to apply for a 60 minute confidential grammar workshop. And in either case, it's probably going to end up being a 10 to 15 minute video consultation anyways, which, like the 300 plus videos on my YouTube channel, costs nothing except for your now space and my now space. So if you're interested in that, jasonmatthewg17@gmail.com is the venue, the port to send your Kuleana to. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.